This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Jesus says, all that the Father gives to me will come to me, and no one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. Hallelujah. What a promise. What a fact. What a truth. All that the Father gives to me, that's you, that's me, will come to me. Here we are. Jesus, we're here. No one who comes to me, that's you, that's me, will I ever reject. He is not into rejection. Maybe you've been rejected all your life, but there's one who does not reject you or reject me. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. Oh, Jesus, you who are the good shepherd, you who are the bread of life, I ask you to heal people today of rejection. They've been rejected, and they're afraid. And because of so many rejections, they stop loving. They stop loving. They said, it's too hard. It's too difficult. It's too painful. But Jesus, today, would you heal the source of pain and rejection? Would you heal it today and let them know that they can love again? Oh, yes. How many times have I been rejected? I can't count the times. But you know what? Jesus says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. He is a safe person to come to go to. A safe person, you'll never be rejected. He doesn't reject anyone who comes to him. I don't care what sin you've committed. I don't care if you killed someone with a gun. You need confession. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. I know what it is to be rejected. I know it. I've experienced it. It was real in my life. But I also know that as I came to the Lord Jesus, as I am, as I was, never was I rejected. Never was I told, come back another day. Oh, no. I don't care if you've not gone to confession for 37 years. It's time to get back and go to confession. But before you go to confession, no. Today, just now, if you return to Jesus, he will not reject you. He will not reject you. He's not into rejection. You see, you're sensitive. You've been hurt. You've been hurt. Once, twice, three times. I can't count the number of times. And you said, no more. No more am I going to love. No more. The hurt is too painful. And Jesus says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. You can return to Jesus with all your hurt, with all your pain, with all your being disillusioned. You can return to Jesus. He will not reject you. As a matter of fact, he wants to minister to you. And as he ministers to you, he will send you out to minister to people who have been rejected. You see, I was rejected. I remember being in the ninth grade. I wanted to be in a certain play, but they knew I had taken seizures, and they said, "You cannot be in the play because you took seizures." I was rejected. I was rejected. Not only that, I have so many rejections. But you know what? Never once did Jesus reject me. Never once did our Blessed Mother reject me. Never. Never was I rejected by the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Never was I ever rejected. And you know, that's for you too. I'm not special. Why am I on the radio? Because of the grace of God, but because I'm just like everybody else. I'm just like you. I'm just like everybody else. But I know the answer. I know the answer, and I will proclaim it until I die and after my death in Jesus' name. And the answer is, no one who comes to Jesus will ever be rejected. That's so simple. I was talking to a friend of mine, Kathy, and she told me that I was the first one to tell her that she was loved by Jesus. I said to her, "You've got to be kidding. Someone must have told you." No. No one ever told me. How sad. How sad. I was at Mass way before I was a priest. It was as hot can be. And the priest said, "I'm not preaching today. It's too hot." Now, I wasn't a priest. I wasn't a seminarian. But I was a Christian. So I went to the sacristy where the priest was. I told you the story before. And I said, "Father, the only thing you needed to say was Jesus loves you people. It's too hot to preach, but I want to reaffirm that Jesus loves you." I said, "That's enough." He said, "Thank you. Thank you for coming and telling me that." Well, I wasn't trying to be mean. I wasn't trying to be difficult. I was just trying to say, you know what? You don't know who was in the congregation. You don't know if there was someone who was suicidal. You don't know. You don't know what's there. And you had no words to give. That's okay. Just the word that you are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's enough. On a very hot day. Well, I tell you, when on a very hot day and I preached, I didn't just say that. Because I had to proclaim more than Jesus loves you. Because he says, "I want you completely. Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice of praise, which is your spiritual worship." Oh, yes. I've preached on hot days. I've preached on cold days, hoping that there was someone in the congregation who would hear and return to Jesus. Oh, yes. That's why I'm on the radio. You've just snapped me on. You never heard my voice before. I'm telling you today, no one who comes to him, the Lord Jesus, will ever be rejected. How do I go to Jesus? Simple. Lord Jesus, here I am. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, save me. Save me from myself. Save me from my sins. Save me from the world, the flesh, and the devil. Come dwell within me. I give you permission to love me. To love me. And he comes to love you just as you are. You never know who's listening. There might be someone listening that thought life was not worth living. And today they were going to do it. They're going to take their life. I don't know who's listening. But I can tell you I've had people in the congregation who had gone that far that they were going to take their life. I told you the other day that there was an alb, a priest's garment, hanging from a pipe. And the Lord said, speak to someone who's going to commit suicide. I said, my Lord, is this you? Or did I eat too much garlic last night? But I wasn't going to compromise. I was going to speak. And I did. I spoke that Jesus loved her, him. That life was given by God, and he wanted to give them new life. The love of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. And someone called me the next day and told me they had the pills already. Oh, yes. I remember once, it was Palm Sunday, but it was Saturday before. It was the vigil mass. And I had my sermon all prepared to talk about the donkey that Jesus was going to ride on into Jerusalem. And that he wanted to ride on me, that donkey. He wanted to ride on you, that donkey. But you know what happened? He told me to change the whole thing. Because there was someone desperate that was going to do themselves in. Don't give the homily that you thought you were going to give. There's someone desperate in this congregation that's going to do themselves in. So I let go of what I was going to say. And I talked about the love of God. I talked about the blood and the cross of the Lord Jesus. I talked about mercy and forgiveness. I talked about the cross. I didn't know who it was, but the Lord told me there was someone who was going to do themselves in. Let me tell you, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Because if you think it's bad here, my Lord, it's so much bad in hell. So much bad. So much worse. And I'm telling you, Jesus has saved us from hell. By his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus has saved us from hell by his blood. But you know, so many people that preach, they don't believe in hell. I tell you, the Lord Jesus spoke about hell. And he doesn't want anyone to go there. He came as a savior. As the forgiver of our sins, as our Lord, as we say, here I am, Lord. Come dwell in my heart. I come to do your will. No one will I ever reject. I see someone who started a business and it failed, and they're very discouraged. I see it clearly. In the spirit, the Lord says, I have plans for you and for a business. I have plans for you and for a business that I will create for you. Oh, yes. I had no idea I was going to say that. But I have to do what God calls me to do. Like the day I saw a priest, Alb, hanging from a pipe at Salem at St. Teresa's Chapel. And the Lord said, change your homily. There's someone here that's going to commit suicide. Now, I had to listen. I'm responsible for the word that God gives me. And if I don't give it, I'm responsible. Oh, yes, you read the prophet Ezekiel, and he tells us so clearly, when I tell you that you are to proclaim repentance to the sinners, and they repent, thank God, that's the gift God's given you. But if I told you to preach repentance today, and you didn't, and there was one person that was ready to die, ready to kill themselves, and they did it because you did not do what I told you to do. Ah, I'm open to what God wants to say. I'm open to what God wants to say because you know what? My words mean nothing unless they are inspired by the Holy Spirit. What I say means absolutely zero if they are not inspired by God Himself. And if He wants to change what I thought I was going to talk about, oh, I give Him permission because He's got a better idea, a better plan. That's real. That's real. Oh, yes. I have the privilege of coming into your home or coming into your automobile or coming into you as you walk with a Walkman. I have the privilege to tell you that you are loved with an everlasting love by Jesus, who gave His life for you and who rose from the dead. Because He tells us, and I'll repeat it, because people need to hear it, and I need to say it, and I need to hear it myself. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. And it is the will of Him who sent me that I should lose nothing, that's you, of what He has given me, but I would raise it up on the last day. I love that scripture. You know where I learned it? I learned it when I was in high school, going to Mass in the morning at 7 o'clock, or college, going to Mass at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it was always a Mass in honor of people who died. And that was the scripture that was read every single day. No one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. And it is the will of Him who sent me that I should lose nothing, that's you, that's me, that He has given me, but I should raise it up on the last day. I heard it so often that I had to memorize it. Isn't that something? People say, well, wouldn't it have been better if He read another scripture? I don't know what would have been better. I don't know what would have been worse. I know that that scripture became part of my life. Part of my life. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. And it means so much to me. You want to know why? Because I've been rejected. But He doesn't reject. Never. I've told people, if He rejects you, come to me and I'll dump him. But I know He won't reject you because He's wonderful. He's lovely. He's Jesus. He's great. He's awesome. He's filled with peace. For you, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. Now I know there are people that turned me on today. They needed to hear a word. I know that's true. I don't know who you are, but I know that's true. And I know the people that listen to me every day, they said, well, he's saying it again. Yes, I am. Because it's for you too. And it's for me three. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. You see, when rejection is part of your life, you need to be healed. I had epilepsy. They wouldn't let me be in the Christmas play. I was rejected. Not only was I rejected, but I was filled with this terrible sickness. Thank God I've been healed through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I know that's not your theology, but I tell you, that's how I was healed, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I was healed completely of epilepsy. And you know, people come to me, and people come to me with people who take seizures, and I pray with them because I understand what it is to take a seizure and to fall on the ground and to not be able to speak afterwards. I know how it is. But you see, I can pray for that person with the faith to move mountains because God has healed me in Jesus Christ through the intercession of Mary, Our Lady, the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Mother. I know it's not part of your theology, as Mrs. The lady from Texas. Mrs. It's not coming to me, and I know her name as well as I know my own. She'd say, hang it on a hook, honey. You'll come to it. If you don't believe it now, Mrs. Broccoli was her name. Hang it on a hook, honey. You'll come to it. Don't throw it away. Hang it on a hook. You'll come to it. About Mary. You say, you shouldn't be talking about Mary. Hang it on a hook, honey. You'll come to it. Oh, yes, you will. You certainly will. But you say, I'm Protestant. What are you protesting about? You're not a protester. You're a Christian. Hallelujah. You've been bought with the blood of Jesus. Isn't that great? You're not a protester. You've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Don't be a protester today. Be a son. Be a daughter. Be one of the King's kids through the blood of Jesus. Don't be a protester, because what is there to protest? Be an acceptor. Lord, I give you my all, my mind, my body, my spirit, my soul. Anything else I've got, you can have it. Because I've done a rotten job. I need you to do it through me by your Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Where would I be without the Holy Spirit? I don't even want to think about it. Where would I be without the Holy Spirit? Thank God for the great gift of Pentecost. Thank God that the Holy Spirit has been released in my life. But I'm sure there's more in my life that needs to be released. I've not achieved everything. I need the grace to get more from the Holy Spirit. I need that grace. So, Lord, give it to me. Give it to me. And I'll use it. I'll proclaim greater the works of God in Christ Jesus. You see, anything I get, it's not for me alone. It's for anyone who wants it. Anyone who wants. Like, I know there are times people just snap on the radio and they don't even know why they're snapping on the radio, and they hear my voice and they say, I don't know who this man is. Let me snap him off. But something tells him, don't snap him off. Listen to what he says. Maybe he's got a word for you. I don't know. I just know God is in control. Jesus is in control. The Holy Spirit is in control, and they have a plan for you. The only thing you need to do is to say with your heart and your mind, I surrender. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.